guys. Welcome to the Everyday Project Management Podcasts. My name is Lamek. I am a certified IT project manager, instructor, and mentor. These podcasts are targeted at professionals who run small projects in the course of their lives, performing their responsibilities. People who want to learn how to manage small projects effectively, either at work or at home. Throughout this series, I will seek to demystify project management for untrained project managers and give you access to the tools that the professionals use. All this without having to read hundreds of pages or even take a single test. To start us off, let's imagine that your boss walks into your office one day and says, "Hey, we're going to be hosting a one-day training seminar on team collaboration. We'll be hosting it in the main conference room, and we'll need to coordinate with all the other departments to identify those targeted for training and everything else planned." Your boss then goes on. "We'll be expecting the CEO to attend the introductory part, and after delivering the opening remarks, the rest of the training can then commence. So get together with the other team leads next week and start planning out the training seminar. And remember, it should take place 6 weeks from today." What goes through your mind at this point? You might have some experience in planning out events like this, or maybe you have no idea where to start. Honestly, whether you realize it or not, we've all used project management skills in our lives. Perhaps plan a home reno, you know, a baby shower, a birthday party. You probably hear the word project several times a day. It has been used freely since the dawn of time. For instance, class project, side project, work project, home improvement project. However, not everyone knows how to successfully start and manage a project without having to go through some struggles. Some of us have tried and succeeded. Some of us have tried and succeeded amid great stress. Unfortunately, some of us have attempted and failed to deliver the expected result, product, or service. So project management has been practiced for as long as humanity inhabited the earth, long before there was an institute of project management or updated knowledge books and guides on how to manage projects. In fact, history offers several examples of colossal projects that were successfully completed. The pyramids of Giza, for example, the Great Wall of China, the Colosseum, and the list goes on. These are all good examples of such projects. But project management at its core is concerned with creating an environment where people can work together to achieve a mutual objective in order to deliver successful projects on time and on budget. So throughout history, humans have been working on improving and refining the practices of project management. In fact, history has recorded a host of challenging projects that were undertaken and successfully completed back then. Now remember, this was despite all the complexities and uncertainties that plagued such projects as you can imagine back then. But a number of these known projects required massive workforce, had a huge scope, were undertaken over many years, and required highly skilled personnel to undertake advanced planning and precise execution. So whereas these were monumental achievements, unfortunately, very little documentation of their methods and techniques exist today. But let me ask you a question. So have you ever heard about some of the 1960s ambitious projects such as landing a man on the moon? This was the period that organizations started applying systematic tools and techniques to manage large and complex scope projects. But let's just fast forward to today. Project management theories, tools, and techniques are now mainstream in many organizations and industries. It's not clear exactly what the future holds for project management, but with challenges such as globalization, diminishing resources, and increasing population, there is no one fitting vehicle for managing such issues other than project management. So ideally, project management is about tracking down absent, late, or wrong deliverables, analyzing data to predict when things will be successfully completed, and being proactive by communicating the status of the same to the stakeholders to mitigate against known and unknown risks. Those that could include aggressive update requests, maybe uncooperative stakeholders, team members who are not working as expected. I mean, the list is long. But lately, I have been hearing a lot of requests for training on project management skills. Having been a practicing project manager in IT for some years now, and being a project management instructor presently and PMI certification mentor, I know that a variety of tools exist to guide project teams through project management. So these tools can help you and your team to organize all those moving pieces into one coherent plan. However, I've also realized that the official, quote-unquote, official project management tools offered by the Project Management Institute, which is the Association of Professional Project Managers, can be an overkill sometimes, especially for everyday small projects. So where do you start if you want to get organized for the next project? Now, we are all aware of the difficulty in keeping track of work tasks, resources, so that is people, equipment, timelines, project results, products, services, and risks that are associated with completing any project, small or large. But imagine running a project where your team members have difficulties communicating with each other or with customers. How about a project where you do not have a good idea what the stakeholders want from you and your team? So this forum is targeted at a spectrum of users, starting from professionals who run small to large projects, enthusiasts who would like to learn how to manage small to medium projects effectively, either at home or at work. To help, I have prepared a series of topics that focus on sharing lessons from past projects, some tools, techniques, best practices that you can find useful for your present or future projects. In the meantime, I have a challenge for you. So next time you go for your grocery shopping, create a simple checklist before you go for your shopping. Do some research on the items that you intend to purchase to help you prepare a budget for the shopping. Your goal here is to buy the items that you have identified as the most desirable at this time and at the estimated costs. As you do your shopping, check off the items as you pick them off the shelf. And finally, check if the planned purchase prices match the actual cost of the items that you have shopped. Go the extra mile by working out the overall variance between what you plan to spend and what you ended up spending. Also, make a note of any items that you included at the spur of the moment or because you suddenly realize that you need them. Look out for the simulation of your grocery shopping plan and execution next week. Discover if you're already practicing project management unconsciously or you are not. All right, so thanks for listening to the Everyday Project Management Podcasts. Be sure to visit our website, www.everydayprojectmanagement.com. And hey, join the conversation, access the notes, and discover our other fan content. All right, see you next week. Bye.